గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే, స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పద కమలం, శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాధజాతం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాధవైతం సావధూతం హరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాద సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖావితంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీన బంధు జగత్పతి, గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి, విషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ, పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద, అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. జయ శ్రీ ప్రభు. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ పదాయతే, కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరతిక్షే నమో. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. జయ శ్రీ ప్రభు. జయ శ్రీ ప్రభు. నౌ అగైన్ వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ ఎవ్రీవన్. ప్లీజ్ అక్సెప్ట్ మై హంబుల్ ఒబీసెన్సెస్. సో బిఫోర్ వి బిగిన్ యాక్చువల్లీ I think might be a good idea if we can just cover up some basic, some housekeeping functions. So I'm going to request Sanjeev Prabhu to sort of help you out best to interact. But this is a live program, and so many of us are here simultaneously. So we need to follow a certain way that we can commit so we can effectively communicate each other, you know. So Sanjeev Prabhu, would you mind please? Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So I hope you are able to hear me. So quick note, we have been conducting this program since quite some time, and I see a lot of you are new here. So just we'll just take 2 minutes and instruct you. The course of this program is usually for first 20 to 30 minutes we do Kirtan, and then in this Charvishan, so we will conduct class. During that time, I will share the PowerPoint between the screen and your video. On the right side, you will see, in the bottom right, you will see a chat window. Most of you have been using that. In case you have any sort of difficulties, can put your questions or issues over there. During the course of the class, I would try to help you if you have any technical issues in terms of audio, video, or unable to hear or unable to connect. I would try my best to help you out. And then after, once Prabhuji comes to class, you can post your questions in the chat window, or you can see a mic button below your on the top right hand side of the second square below your picture. The way you use the mic button is like a walkie-talkie. So you just click it and speak, and then click it again. When you are speaking, it turns green, and click it again, it will turn red. It is advised that we have just one person asking question at a time. Otherwise, if many people talk at the same time, then it's a bit difficult. So that's pretty much it I had to say, Prabhuji. Back to you, because I know everyone is eager to take the session now.
Thank you very much, Sanjeev Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Now, before I begin, I just want to recognize in the audience we have a very senior members of mine. Actually, it's very embarrassing to really speak in front of them. They are my very senior God brothers and God sister. And here is Sriman Das Prabhu. He's from US. Nirguna Mataji is also there. And Madhu Prabhu is also from US, you know. So it is by their causeless mercy, actually, I requested them not to really as a representative of my Guru Maharaj mercy, actually, no. You know, I am not fortunate to receive directly the mercy because my Guru Maharaj, you know, is really, really so very difficult, very busy, you know. But these devotees, these disciples, my senior brothers, sisters, they are very, very close touch to my Guru Maharaj. So through them, I receive the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj name is His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He travels very extensively. He preaches in Russia, Africa, and so many countries, including. Some of you actually join newly in this course. So it will take a little bit to get used to it, but it's really nothing, actually. It's very easy, actually, when you really get to understand that, you know. So, as Sanjeev Prabhu just summarized, initially, about 20 to 30 minutes, we usually have kirtans. Kirtan is, Prabhupada actually established this tradition, is to really, before we hear Krishna Katha, actually, we should be in the proper mood, actually, not devotional mood. So this singing the glories of the Lord actually put us in that kind of, devotional mood, actually, you know. We become receptive to hear Krishna Katha. So it's very, very important. It's a very, very important part of this presentation, actually. I would speak I would summarize. And beforehand, I usually send all of you also my PowerPoints. And during the class, actually, Sanjeev Prabhu is very kind enough to try presenting the PowerPoints on the screen, and also he'll go back and forth so that you would see my image also, so you can actually focus. So just like when I want to hear someone's class, I also would like to actually focus what he or she has to say, you know. So after about close to about 45 minutes or 50 minutes or so, and then around about at least 20 to 30 minutes before the class ends, we would have a discussion period. So at that time, I will open the class for discussion. What are the questions you might have? You can either put it in the chat window, or you could speak one by one, actually. And I will try my best to respond to you. And if I am unable to answer all of the questions, it might be a good idea to send an email and I could respond that way also, or the subsequent class, you know, we can continue that discussion, you know. But discussion, asking question, is very, very important in practicing of Krishna consciousness. As you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, is actually questions and answers, you know. Parishit Maharaj is asking questions, Sudhir Goswami is answering, you know. Vidur Mahatma is asking questions, Maitreya Muni is answering, and so on like that. Sages of Naimisharanya asking questions, headed by Shanaka Rishi, and Sutta Goswami is asking, so like that. So, I would really highly encourage all of you to please ask questions, and please share your realization, because everyone of us do have some realization, and it's we learn much more actually sharing each other's thematic assets, you know. So the way over the years this course has evolved that way actually. So I try to present you, I specially designed this course to give you the very essence, thematic essence. So I will usually come up with some themes and give you the essence of it, and yet it will give you a pretty good idea about what we need to take on messages. And my emphasis, my efforts have always been to how to actually apply the understanding in our daily lives actually, and how it is relevant actually in today's world, in this day and age actually. So that has been my actual effort always, you know, to try to connect, you know, how we can apply it, you know. Because jnanam, knowledge is very important, but even more important is vijnanam. Vijnanam means its application, realization, being able to apply it if we understand it right, you know. And today, actually in this class, this course, very first, this introductory class, as we'll see, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, actually he begins emphasizing by offering his most respectful obeisances to his spiritual masters. And mind well, you see, he says spiritual masters in plural. So we have initiating guru and then also instructing gurus actually, those who instruct us on the progressive path of devotional studies. So that's very, very important. So that has been emphasized so heavily. So that is what we will do that, you know. So with that, actually, let's begin. And I also, as I just at the beginning, if you just heard, that I also paid my own obeisances, my respectful obeisances to my Guru Parampara, our Guru Parampara, beginning with His Holiness Parameshwara Goswami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, and His Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, who is the instructing Guru for the entire ISKCON actually, and going all the way to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan that we are going to hear quite a bit in this course, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is it actually? It is actually life and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who is none other than Sri Krishna himself, who descended in this age of Kali actually, you know, to teach us, and he came as his own devotee actually to show us how to render devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna actually. So in that mood, which is the mood of Shradharani actually, Krishna's pleasure potency, you know, internal potency. So that is very, very important for us to understand actually. So he showed us how to render devotional service actually. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are going to let it go in bit much deeper than that actually. But I just want to tell you what is Chaitanya Charitamrita actually. And you will see in my PowerPoint also, you will see in just a moment actually. We are going to get into it. But basically it is the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Sri Krishna himself, in the age of Kali actually. He appeared approximately 500 years ago actually. Precisely actually, he appeared on the 18th February, you know, 1486 actually, in Bengal, today's Bengal actually, Bangladesh, you know. And Krishna always comes, Krishna is never alone actually, he's always with his intimate devotees, his expansions, his avatars and so on like that. Like Krishna appeared with Balaram, his elder brother, he also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared along with Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda is the expansion of Balaram actually. So we are going to get into that. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami actually pays obeisances to not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he offers obeisances to entire, you know, Panchatattva actually. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his expansions actually. So this is a very nice verse actually I just said in the beginning, and I Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is Krishna Chaitanya actually, who is more magnanimous. What is magnanimous means he is more merciful actually than even Krishna himself actually. Because Krishna says, just the degree to which one surrenders unto me, I reciprocate. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really distributes the highest perfection of devotional service to not only but even the most fallen souls actually, most fallen, most sinful personalities, he uploads them actually, based on the devotional platform, and gives the highest perfection of devotional service, which is what? Attaining Krishna Prema, love of Godhead actually. Yeah. So that's why he is more magnanimous, even Krishna. So that is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is actually much more merciful than Krishna himself. And here it says that who is more magnanimous than any other avatara actually. So this is very unique actually. Even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing, he is awarding, he is benedicting freely what no one else ever given. And that is pure love of Krishna actually. So that is what. And up front, I'm going to share with you, before we really get into it, I just told you what is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is the biography, it is the life and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, you know. And here, what we are going to hear, his biography and his teachings actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of this book actually. So obviously question up front, what I want to put forward to you, the obvious question might be, why study Chaitanya Charitamrita? In other words, what is so unique, what is so special about Chaitanya Charitamrita actually, and I should actually prepare the PowerPoint for that, but then after I send all of you the PowerPoint that occurred to me, so then I should show you, I should summarize it right up front, beginning actually. And Prabhupada likes to say that this Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually is not for the neophytes actually, newcomers. Actually, it is the postgraduate study. If you bear with me, just a simple analogy that Prabhupada gives is that like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the summary, the sara, the essence of all Vedic scriptures actually, and Krishna actually gives that knowledge to Arjuna on the battlefront. So he begins his teachings with Atmajnana. Atmajnana means this is the ABC of spiritual knowledge, spiritual science, that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, because most of us are children this bodily conception of life, there is misidentification of ourselves, we are not this body. Even a common person, lay person says, when somebody passed away, even though his body is here, and they say that he's passed away, that means there's something beyond his physical body, that is spirit soul. So that's how Krishna begins. And finally, in the 18th chapter, he actually ends his teachings by giving this verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vaja Masuja. Antam Sarva Papati Mokshyasmi Mahasucha. So all varieties of religious principles. Because all religions, the ultimate essence is to really unconditionally surrender to Krishna. So if we do that, then Krishna actually promises us. He says, attached, engaged in this physical body, which is actually three modes of material nature, actually, and we act accordingly. And that is what really what prevents us from surrendering to Krishna. Because Krishna says surrender, and we don't. We give all kind of reasons, excuses, and we don't do that, actually, you know. So, here we learn that actually how to get around, how to circumvent the influence of the three modes of material nature. Even though we live, so like Krishna, whenever he descends in material world, he is all spiritual. So even when he descends in material world, Krishna is totally unaffected by the modes of material nature. And what to speak of the Supreme Lord, even his own devotees also remain unaffected, you know. So when we invoke Krishna, his holy name, his basically actually his Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lila, Dharma, everything is included. Whenever we say Krishna, Krishna is not alone. He is always with his devotees. He is always with his potencies, internal potency, external potency, and so on like that. And all his expansions also within Krishna. So, please turn off your microphone because it generates a lot of echoing effect, you know. I would really appreciate it very much, you know. Thank you. So, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also descends with his entourage, paraphernalia actually, you know. And so, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also descends exactly the same way actually. So, he showed us, so like Krishna is expansion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also totally unaffected by the modes actually. In fact, he is the controller, the Maya potency actually, you know. And those who surrender to him also. So to how to get around this material contamination, because that is what really prevents us to serve Krishna actually. So how to go? To simply serve Krishna. And how do we surrender Krishna actually? Actually, in Bhagavad Gita itself says there are six elements of surrendering process actually, you know, that you accept everything that's favorable to Krishna and reject those that are unfavorable, you know. There are six elements. It's very important to really understand these six elements actually. When we say surrender, what exactly it means surrender? Surrender means accept anything that is that helps us to come to Krishna consciousness platform. And reject that is contrary to that, that prevents us actually, you know. Third elements actually always depend on Lord's protection. As his devotee, we must have a firm faith that no matter what, Krishna is going to protect me from anything that's bothering us, you know. And then also, we should always depend on Krishna's mercy. Krishna is very, very merciful actually. And then finally, as devotee, we must feel always very meek and humble actually, because nothing is in our power actually. Everything belongs to Krishna. What do we have? So when we have that kind of realization, automatically we become humble actually, because nothing what we have, our ability and everything what we think, is really actually is given by Krishna. Who are we? We are nobody actually. So that's why we naturally become very humble actually. So these are the six elements of surrendering process. And then further expanded actually, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita actually, 9th chapter, text 34, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakta Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru. Man Mana means you fix your mind on me, Krishna says. Always fix your mind on me actually. And Mad Bhava Mad Bhakta, become my devotee. Mad Yaji, just worship me. And Mam Namaskuru, then just pay your obeisances unto me. Offer your obeisances unto me. So these four things, you know. So then translates that surrendering process further. And even further, Prahlad Maharaj has given very nicely, actually, he has expanded in this Narada Bhakti, ninefold devotional service, beginning with simply hearing Krishna Katha, you know, hearing and chanting. And that is the hallmark of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, actually. When we just heard that he is so and then there's the internal risk, which is much more confidential. And then the author actually offers his obeisances to Lord Nityananda, who is none other than Lord Balarama, the first expansion in Judea. And then the identity and position, relationship of Advaita Acharya, the next one, please. So we will go through one by one all these themes actually now. Next one, please. The third PowerPoint. Okay, third PowerPoint. Hari Bol. Maybe I should learn how to do this myself. Third PowerPoint, please. Okay, I'll do what I want actually. Next one, please. Next PowerPoint. That one is summarized. Yes, please leave it here. So here, actually, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, as you when you start reading, and I'm going to summarize in few words, actually, this particular PowerPoint. That Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami himself actually had never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you might Chaitanya, the word Chaitanya means to awaken living force, you know. And Charitra means character, and Amrita means immortal. So the full meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita is here, it says, the character of the living force in immortality, actually, you know. So, obviously, next one, please. So, obviously, question arises, how a living entity can be immortal? Because his physical body is clearly is mortal, actually. Next PowerPoint, please. PowerPoint number 7. So, how does the living force displace immortality? You know. So here you see that constitutively, because we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and spirit soul is immortal, is eternal. So by that we are actually immortal. But the physical body is the limiting factor, actually. That is what imparts this mortality. It has a fixed beginning and fixed end, actually. Those who are born, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, those who are born are should die, actually. You know? The death is 100%. You know? So how do we get this immortality? So here, actually, when we desire, and we need to cultivate that desire. We don't have that desire. We need to cultivate. And how to cultivate, that is exactly this Chaitanya Charitamrita is teaching us, actually. To serve Krishna through our body. So here what is teaching us, and please listen very carefully, this is exactly what Krishna's Kavita Goswami is explaining to us, actually, you know. That even though our physical body is mortal, but when we engage our senses and the mind, this entire physical body, in the service of Krishna, then we attain this spirituality, actually. We become aware. Our spiritual being, spiritual identity is reawakened by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually. And that's how, even though we have this temporary body, but that the body serve, when we serve for Krishna, as I told you a few minutes ago, we work for Krishna, we bypass the influence of the force of material nature. So we bypass actually, you know. And our body is allowing us to serve for Krishna, actually, you know. And that's how this. So in other words, what is it's invoking is the spiritual identification of a true, which we have forgotten. Our spiritual identity we have forgotten. We are misidentifying with our physical body. So when we are reawakened, we regain our remembrance of Krishna and we being his servants, then this immortality is again invoked, actually, you know. So that is very, very important for us to understand, actually, you know. Next one, please. So next PowerPoint is actually showing the characteristics of living entity, this living force, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya, who awakens this living force, actually, living force in immortality, actually, now. In fact, Krishna Chaitanya, he invokes, he awakens our dormant Krishna consciousness. We are all by constitution, we are actually devotees of Krishna already. We it's forgotten that we are devotees of Krishna. So when we serve, when we follow the process given by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is chanting the holy name, you know, then we awaken living force, you know. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no ordinary living entity. He is the Supreme Lord himself. That means he never under the influence of the force of material nature. And those who surrender unto him also never come under the influence of the force of material nature. So we automatically, the force which was preventing us from surrendering to Krishna, then simply taken away. So now we become free to serve Krishna, and we serve Krishna more and more. It's a cooperative phenomenon. Deeper and deeper we advance in Krishna consciousness, actually, now. So you see that's the beauty of this thing, actually. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is teaching that, actually, now, how to serve Krishna, you know. And more and more we serve Krishna, less and less we become influenced by the most material energy and the influence of the Kali Yuga, actually, now. Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Leela. Adi Leela actually discusses, it covers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actually life from birth, his advent, his divine birth actually, and his learning and then teaching. He was Nimai Pandit actually, you know. We will hear much more details later on. And until it culminates, actually, at the age of 24, he accepted sannyasa, believe it or not. He took sannyasa at a very young age, just 24, to actually show, because as I told you, this the Maya's influence, which prevents us coming to a Krishna conscious platform, especially this tremendous sexual attraction man and woman has with each other, that is what prevents us actually. No? So just to demonstrate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took sannyasa at the just the young age of 24. Wife, he was married. His wife was just 16 year old. So that is the first 17 chapters in this Adi Leela. Especially it is mentioned Prabhupada. The first 12 chapters is basically the foundation of this Adi Leela. So first 12 chapters. We will be studying and quite in depth actually, no? And then the main chapter up to chapter 17, that's when we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, his divine birth, and his learning and his teaching, and how he defeats many scholarly pundits of his time actually, that his birthplace Nadia became the world-renowned place of higher Vedic learning actually, no? So that will hear until he accepts the sannyasa order actually at the age of 24. Then begins Madhya Leela, that is the middle-line pastimes actually. That is approximately 6 years actually. No? That's where it's discussed how he travels all over India actually, no? As sannyasi. And a spiritual teacher actually, he defeats many great scholarly people, Vedic scholars, and teaches the spiritual science actually. So that's the longest period, in the entire book actually, Madhya Leela, you know. Even though it covers only 6 years, that's where we will also hear how he teaches personally to his two principal disciples, say Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami actually. And then ask them to compile. He personally, actually, Rupa Goswami, in days, he taught spiritual science, actually, no? And then he asked them to Vrindavan and compose scriptures based on this devotional science, science of Krishna consciousness, actually. And then also execute the old temples, actually, the, you know, Krishna temples, no? Krishna's pastimes and so on like that. And then comes the final 18 years, it is Antya Leela, the end time. That's when Mahaprabhu actually is in semi-seclusion at Jagannath Puri actually. No? And then later on he drifted deeper and deeper into spiritual ecstasy, you know. And that's really unparalleled in history actually. It's tremendous really. He displays that when someone is so advanced in Krishna Prema, how he becomes totally oblivious of his surroundings. That's what we'll hear that, you know. So that is the rough breakdown. So now we begin with this Adi Leela chapter 1. And here, as you just we heard, the very first verse, that how he been offering his obeisances to spiritual masters, actually. That's plural, actually. Yeah. So this is called Mangalacharana. In fact, the author himself actually says the first 14 verses are devoted exclusively for this auspicious invocation actually, describing this absolute truth, who Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already actually, how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So first 14 verses. Then verse 20-31 actually, as later on also he does the same thing. And the author actually further describes exactly what those first 14 verses are there in verses 20-31 actually. And then second section, verses 15-19, he then offers his obeisance. So he goes on offering obeisance all his spiritual masters, both initiating spiritual Prasad Goswami, there were basically three main temples were there, and he offers the obeisance to the deities actually. You know, Madan Mohan, that is the deity of Prasadan Goswami, the deity of Rupa Goswami, and so on like that. That we will just cover. And finally, the last, the bulk of that session, verses 32 to 110 verses, that he talks about describing details about the Guru Tattva, the fundamentals, that because as we understand, in the devotional service, rendering devotional service, we have to properly render, you know, and how exactly to render, the spiritual master plays a very, very important role. So the author actually defines exactly this Guru-disciple relationship, you know, that's called Guru Tattva, the science of spiritual masters, you know. So that's where we will learn quite a bit deeply on that aspect of it, you know. So Mangalacharana, there are three aspects of Mangalacharana. Once, in the first we offer namaskaras, offer our obeisances. The first two verses is about that actually. Then the second one is verse 2, Nirdesha. So this author actually defines what this book is all about. The object of this worship, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he discussed in third verse actually, you know. And then third one is Ashirvad, you know, offering benedictions. So he invokes these benedictions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his mercy for all the people all over the world actually, especially those of us who are actually hearing this Chaitanya Charitamrita actually. So that is a Shruti Phala actually, the benediction of hearing this particular pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually. This is so this we will hear in first 14 verses actually now. And then verses 4 to 6 actually discusses the external primary reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's event. And then he goes further, verses 7 to 11, in offering his obeisances. Next to, after completing obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offers obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first expansion, that is Lord Nityananda, who is none other than Lord Balaram himself, actually, no? And then Advaita Acharya to Vishnu himself, verses 12 to 13. And then he explains us also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his manifestation is Pancha Tattva, actually, no? So, keep moving on that. So now he is going to describe, this is the PowerPoint of 59. Now he explains us. Okay, he's taking time to display that. So here, that's right, correct. So here, what are his external reasons and offered to Supreme Lord as Pancha Tattva in five features actually, no? Now Prabhuji, please keep it that, you know. So what are these features? So Chaitanya Prabhu actually represents all this, he's the embodiment of all these features actually, no? So he plays obeisance to his Diksha Guru, which is Nityananda Prabhu, who actually initiates in Gayatri Mantra actually, and then Siksha Gurus, who could be many, who instructs how to approach Krishna actually. So one who gives initiation first in Pranam Mantra, the Mahamantra, chanting of the holy name, and then actually gives the Gayatri Mantra, visiting Guru, and then only one or two, no more than one actually. But the Siksha Gurus could be many actually, who help us how to make advancement in our bhakti process actually, no? So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and he also is in the mode of his own devotee actually. So that's two features actually. And he also, the devotees of the Lord, he offers obeisances. Then Lord's incarnations, so Pancha Tattva represents all these features actually, no? And I showed you picturally much better later actually. So what is the reason, and that is the hallmark of Chaitanya Charitam, not in much detail exactly, because Krishna was really curious, what is it that Radha, Srimati Radhani, loves him, what is so attractive about himself that Srimati Radhani loves him for that actually, he wanted to know about that actually. So he appeared in the form of Srimati Radhani in that mood actually, you know. And he took her complexion also to exactly show that, you know.
Rajasthan, when the Muslim rulers were there, who were decimating
currently is in Rajasthan. And that deity represents the pleasure to the senses, actually, you know. Govinda means it, the senses, actually. The cows and the brahmanas. He is the reservoir of all pleasure, potency. So when the relationship with the Lord is established, and one renders devotional service, actually, you know, that is all our senses and the mind is engaged in the service of the Lord, actually, you know. So it is a true representing at exactly like Shiksha Guru, actually. So Madan Mohan actually is like initiating Guru, actually. So Govindji Didi actually is like Shiksha Guru, actually, you know. And then Gopinath Didi, that is the Madhu Pandit's Didi, that also was later moved to Rajasthan, actually, Jaipur, Rajasthan. And that is Gopi Vallabha, that is the lord of all the gopis in Vrindavan, actually. And that is the attainment of pure devotional service, as in the Gopi Bhav of the Vrindavan, actually. So we, as devotees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we actually follow in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan, actually. So this is also very important. So this deity is the ultimate attraction to spiritual realization. So this is why it's very much more important to worship this deity also, actually. I'm keep moving that, Sanjeev Prabhu. Keep moving that. So verse 19, actually. So in that verse 19, I'm going to be very brief, actually. He basically describes what is Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Now, Prabhupada actually explains that in much more detail, actually. Actually, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, by that we understand they are from Vaishnavas, devotees from West Bengal, actually, you know. But actually here, the real definition of Gaudiya is actually the entire northern India, actually. Right from Himalaya mountains to all the way about the Vindhya mountains, actually. But the southern part of India is called Dravidas, actually, you know. So Gaudiya is actually represent all, but primarily we understand that the devotees from Bengal is the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So now the Guru Tattva. So I'm going to, since we are approaching the time, and I like to start on time and complete the class also on time. So I'm going to very going to anyway going much deeper in more details in the next class, actually. You know? And next class is very important, and I'll tell you why it's so important in just a moment. But here the Guru Tattva. So what is so important? What is the important elements of Guru disciple relationship, actually, you know? So here, Kavachashana Kaviraj Goswami actually summarizes for us that there is Diksha Guru, is the one who actually initiates us into this chanting of the Maha Mantra and giving the sacred thread for chanting the Gayatri Mantra, actually, you know? So that is Diksha Guru. And Diksha Guru could be many, actually. The instructing spiritual master, actually, you know. So these, Shiksha Gurus give instructions for how to make progressive advancement on the path of Krishna consciousness, you know. So both are equal, actually. You cannot say that Shiksha Guru is more important or Shiksha Gurus are more. Both are important. Both serve some specific roles in guiding us on the path of devotional service, actually, you know. They have just different kind of dealings, actually. But the function is to guide us, the conditioned souls, that ultimately back to Godhead, actually. Ultimately to attain Krishna Prema, actually. You know? So here, Krishna Das Goswami actually accepted his initiating guru as Lord Nityananda, and his instructing spiritual masters, all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, especially Rupa Goswami, offer is to render pure devotional service without any ulterior kind of motives. So how do we do that? So we need to actually follow and follow in the footsteps of those who are already pure devotees. So that's why it's very important. So it's called Sadhu Sangha, associate with pure devotees. And then we actually serve them, you know, and we accept them as spiritual master, as Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, actually, you know, 434, actually, you know, tad vidhi paripatena paripasthena sevaya, you know. So we surrender, we seek out such a guru, bona fide guru, who himself is actually in the disciplic succession, actually, going all the way to Krishna, actually. And then we submit, surrender ourselves to such a guru, actually, and actually we ask questions not in a confrontational manner, but in a very meek and humble way. The purpose is to really understand the spiritual science. So that's called pariprasnena sevaya, and then actually render devotional service. And that's why those exalted souls, actually, that's called Narindas Tattva Darshana. So they impart the science of Krishna consciousness, because they themselves have seen the truth, actually, you know. Narindas Tattva Darshana. So Sadhu Sangha is very important, actually. So those who, you know, who say that we don't need Guru, they are bound to be baffled, to be confused, to be bewildered later on the path of devotional service. Because devotional service is very difficult when you particularly make advancement. It's easy to make a beginning, but very easy to get lost also. It's like, you know, in a professional school, somebody wants to become a doctor, and he says, no, I'll just study medical books, textbooks, and I'll become a doctor. That is ridiculous, because he has to go to medical school and take lectures from professors who themselves had learned from their previous professors, actually, you know. So that's very important. In fact, Prabhupada likes to compare a ship without rudder, actually, you know. A ship without rudder, it moves, but then it moves aimlessly all around, actually, you know. So it's very important. Accepting spiritual master is very important. And that is precisely the reason why Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has spent so much, you know, so many verses in the entire first chapter in offering his obeisances to all the spiritual masters. And there are many, actually, you know. There's only one initiating guru, but there are many successors, actually. So we must also act in their footsteps, actually, you know. So we must also, if we are serious enough, then we must accept spiritual master. And when we are spirits, and actually, the original guru is Krishna himself, as the super soul within our heart, the Chaitya Guru, actually. It's called Chaitya Guru. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Tesam sam tat dhanam bhajata tam priti purvakam vadami buddhi yogam tam yena mama upayanti te. Those who are constantly, uninterrupted way, they engage in my devotional service, to whom I actually impart, I show them the path, the necessary instruction, necessary guidance, necessary knowledge, how to come and attain me. That's what Krishna says, actually. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mama upayanti te. So here also exactly like that. So expert spiritual master knows exactly how to train. And this is the this is in a service attitude, actually. Gaudiya Vaishnavism is already in service attitude, actually, no? As a servant, we serve Krishna, actually, in different kind of rasas, actually. Even in Madhurya rasa, actually, is actually serving Krishna in that capacity, actually, as the lover of Krishna, actually, no? So, Guru, expert Guru, actually teaches his disciples how to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, no? Thus, he engages a devotee in a specific devotional. And now, very amazing, important thing, actually, when we accept initiation, the instructing spiritual master, actually, the initiating spiritual master gives two kinds of instructions, actually. First, he gives a generic instruction that chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, minimum of 16 rounds, every day, without fail. And then, follow four regular principles. So this is to everyone. But then there's a specific Krishna sitting as spiritual, a super soul sitting in their heart, the heart of spiritual master. Because spiritual master is really an external manifestation of the Chaitanya Guru internally, you know. So so Krishna teaches within and without, within as a super soul and within as the spiritual master, as the living guru actually, you know. So they know exactly, you know. So here, like for me, my guru actually asked me, gave me the generic instruction like everyone else, chant 16 rounds, follow regular principles and so on like that. But then he told me, specific instruction for me, Charuchandra, I want you to learn and teach Shastra. You know, that's what I'm trying my level best to do that, exactly. And how did he know that? That's also kind of mystery to me, actually. So every disciple, you all would recognize that they give specific instruction, they actually tailor-made to that particular disciple, you know. Okay, then moving on, but it stays in my PowerPoint, the spiritual master's physical form, what is the difference? Physical form that he is personally present, personal association, and his instruction, Vapu. Yeah. So when spiritual master is physically not there, at that time, his instructions are very, very important. Much more important than physical instruction, actually, physical presence, actually. Arjuna received. Arjuna was very fortunate. He and the association of Krishna constantly while Krishna was on this planet. But when Krishna left, so miserable actually. At that time, actually, it is given. He remembered Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and that then he became very, very peaceful actually, and able to follow Krishna's instruction. Following Krishna's instruction is exactly as, like surrendering to one's Guru Maharaj. So like I'm not fortunate enough to directly receive the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, but I believe, just as based on this Shastra, it says here, that just follows instructions. So it is as good as receiving his direct association. So that is what I'm trying to do there myself, actually, you know. And then follow in the footsteps of those who both have this personal association, just like my senior god brothers here actually, Shrimad Prabhu here, Nirguna Mataji, Madhu Prabhu and so on like that, you know. So that is what I try to do, you know. And then I follow strictly how to these instructions that are given to me personally actually. And this conduct of this course for the past 12 years I've been doing that, and this new course beginning today, that is by his causeless mercy I'm doing that exactly, you know. I'm trying to do that actually. And I need mercy of all you Vaishnavas. Without you, mercy of you Vaishnavas, there is no way, because I am totally unqualified actually, you know. By your mercy actually, you know, I get to do this thing, you know. I get to serve all of you actually. So this is considered as part of my service to all of you actually. And that is my own selfish reason to redeem myself, to purify myself exactly, you know. That's what I am doing at, you know. Okay? What is the definition and position of spiritual master? There is given verses 38 to 45. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami actually offers respect to each of the members of this Panchatattva actually, as I just told you before, beginning with Lord Nityananda actually. You know? I'm going quite ahead because of the time constraint actually. You know? So, as I told you, Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balarama himself, actually. The first direct expansion, so that's where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers obeisance to him, actually, you know. So, actually, he is the first spiritual master, original spiritual master of everyone, actually. century. The such a spiritual master is a bona fide spiritual master now. But for a disciple, for his disciple, Krishna himself says that they should be treated, they should be respected, they should be served exactly as my own form actually. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna actually gives instruction to Uddhava Gita, to Uddhava, that a guru should be exactly treated just like myself actually. So for a disciple, his spiritual master is exactly non-different than Krishna himself actually, you know. But that spiritual master himself will never ever claim that, you know. He will always say that he is the menial servant of the Lord actually. So that's also one must very carefully remember that important aspect of it, you know. So understanding the spiritual master in his position actually. So that's exactly that here is said in the final PowerPoint here actually. Understanding of the spiritual master and his position. Please read, let me read this very carefully. So here Krishna's Kaviraj quotes actually this particular verse that Krishna says to Uddhava actually. That's his, remember that instruction was parting instruction. Krishna was just about to leave this planet Earth. He was going back to Golok Vrindavan Dham. So when someone is leaving, the last instruction clearly happens to be the most important instruction. So he said that one should know the Acharya as myself. Acharya is who? Prabhupada says the Acharya is actually transcendental professor of spiritual science. So he said that one should know the Acharya as myself. So spiritual master is exactly myself. And never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him as an ordinary man, for he is the representative of the demigods. You know. And just like Krishna is the shelter, we always seek shelter. So as his external representation of the Lord, spiritual is also the shelter personified, Traya Vika actually, for his disciples actually. So disciples, when they take shelter of his guru, that means he has taken shelter of Krishna himself actually. No? So that is also very important. So again, to summarize, Krishna is the original Guru, Chaitya Guru, as the Super Soul, Paramatma, but his external representation is this living Guru actually. No? Both are one and the same, you know. But spiritual master will never claim that he is Krishna. He is the expansion of Krishna. So here we say that there is no difference between shelter giving Supreme Lord himself, initiating or instructing. Diksha or Siksha Gurus. So here I will stop here, and I'm sorry I'm taking on us all the time. So what I would do that, if you would kindly permit me, that I will take the questions at the very beginning of tomorrow's class actually, no? Since so many of you are you, and I don't want to disappoint any of you, so I will take the questions next week actually, before I begin next week's class. And next week's class is very, very important actually. Because next week, now Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, what he's going to do is to demonstrate what the fundamentals of Guru Tattva that he has given us in actual examples. And beginning with first example is Lord Brahma himself actually. Lord Brahma is the first living entity actually. Him, there was no one else actually. So Brahmaji was actually instructed as Guru, Krishna himself was served as his Guru actually, no? And Krishna taught him and gave him instructions. This is very hard actually, Brahmaji's heart, as the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And those Chatushloki, the four seed verses of Bhagavatam, from which the 18,000 verses expanded, are so important. And here, actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is given very briefly actually, with Prabhupada's comments, but I've decided, since it's so important, I'm going to describe in much more details actually, especially Sanjeev Prabhu was showing us the PowerPoints, and we could not actually,